9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Friday, April 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She is the Republican candidate running for the U.S. Senate seat. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker.
I don't know if you saw the story or not, but earlier this week, MERS News Service put out a story that Mr. Rogers, one of your prime opponents in this primary election, is registered to vote in Michigan, but he is living with relatives in the state. They went into details. They went and actually tracked warranty deeds from houses in Florida that he still owns, and claims that his residency is at a relative's house where he's staying in the guest bedroom.
Trucker, I think you said that backwards. I think he's registered to vote in Florida.
Most recently voted in 2022 in Florida, but just recently registered to vote in Michigan.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that yet. The last I saw was that he was registered still to vote in Florida. But,
right.
Trucker, that just really goes to show his heart is not for Michigan. I've been saying that the fact that when he stepped out of Congress in 2015, he became a CNN analyst and he moved to Florida. Then he toured New Hampshire and Iowa looking for the presidential nominee this past presidential cycle. And when he didn't get it, he moved back to Michigan using his sister-in-law's address because he has a $1.7 million home in Florida. He is not for Michigan. And yet he says that he is. He hasn't shown up at any of the debates. The grassroots Republican Party keeps wondering where he is. He was in Lenawee dinner for their Lincoln Day dinner, and that was absolutely boycotted by the grassroots. Mike Rogers just needs to go back home to Florida and not pretend he's a resident in Michigan. He's as bad as the illegal immigrants coming in for political gain.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing that I found to be very interesting, MERS News Service, in going into the details, almost tried to like justify living with his relative, like you mentioned, you know, as his residence. And it's like, wait a minute, he's not paying property taxes in Michigan. To my knowledge, they didn't say anything about him actually owning any property, even in the state.
Because he doesn't.
Unbelievable. Well, I wanted to get your take on it. So obviously you're aware of it. You knew about it. Has he appeared with you anywhere at any events? Have you even been able to shake the guy's hand yet?
I've never met him.
Really?
And Trucker, last night when I was in Manistee, that was the 72nd county that I have physically been in. Any of the Lincoln Day dinners that I can be at if I don't already have a prior commitment, and any of the GOP meetings that I can be in, I am hitting them all, and I have yet to meet Mr. Rogers. But so has some of the other candidates not met him. So is he living presently in Florida, or how come he's a no-show? He's the invisible man.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I think is going to be interesting, this coming April 23rd, a week from Tuesday, is the filing deadline for the signatures. Now, you've turned your signatures in, but yet Mr. Rogers and others haven't turned theirs in. I've been scouring the news. I've been monitoring MERS News Service. I don't see any of the other Republicans even filing their signatures yet.
Trucker, that's exactly right. Midnight last night, as we were heading back from Manistee, one of my volunteers had texted me and said, and then we spoke, and he is still not. I am the one and only candidate right now legally on the ballot by my signatures. And time is running out. We have exactly, today is the 12th. We have 11 days to get them in.
Yeah. Yeah, April 23rd at 4 o'clock. Now, one other thing that I wanted to ask you about, people who you're interacting with and you're telling them to go to your website, DrSherry2024.com. One thing that I've got a couple times I've had this texted to me, is she running as a Republican or a Democrat? And I said, first of all, you got to be kidding, right? And they're like, no. And I said, well, I've personally endorsed her. He says, yeah, but it's not really clearly stated on your website. I don't know if does it clearly say Republican candidate or does it not say Republican on your website?
Probably doesn't say Republican on the website itself. But Trucker, I don't know any Democrat that's going to have the same platform that I do. Stop educating children via pornography and via indoctrination. Nobody else in the Democrat Party is wanting to close the border as passionately as I am. There's nobody else that's wanting to stop the runaway inflation the way I am. There's no one else on the issues that I am from the Democrat Party. I am clearly staunch Republican, and I've always been Republican, and I will always be Republican until I die, Randy, and then they'll get the Democrat vote.
Right. Then when I die, I'll be voting Democrat. I get it. Now, one other thing I did want to ask you about is you're traveling around the state, and we found this out via the Iowa caucuses, the New Hampshire primary, the subsequent primaries that happened at the presidential level, where when exit polling was done and when people were talking to news reporters, immigration and the border situation was the number one issue, even in Iowa and New Hampshire. What are you hearing from Michigan people as you're traversing the state? What's your opinion as far as the number one issue they're bringing to your attention?
The border, the border, the border. Trucker, even when I was in St. Clair County, I was in St. Clair on Monday, and they had a great GOP. I love what they were doing up there. They had a great GOP meeting. I stayed the night in St. Clair, then went to Grand Blanc the next day. St. Clair is a border to Ontario, and they have illegal immigration coming right across the border into St. Clair. Yeah. I've written a little excerpt about Algonac, because I was actually staying the night in Algonac. Well,
yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
I wrote that, so I want people to be encouraged and look at my website. We're going to post that today because I wrote that as I was halfway jogging and halfway walking. And I thought the small town America is what America is based on. And that little community was the epitome of small town America. I loved it. I walked around and I saw the monument that was erected to the first responders. I looked around and almost every other house had an American flag flying. It's like, this is true America. This is America grit. And I started off saying some people might not say it's a thriving community because there's 4,000 people, but I would beg to differ. That is a thriving community where kids could ride their bicycles down the street, say hello to their neighbor, go into the grocery store and be recognized. I love that little community. And I said, this is who I'm serving.
Yeah. Well, if you went near the Harsons Island Ferry, you went by our former house. We lived on Point Tremble in Algonac. And I know exactly what you're talking about. But just up the St. Clair River, around the bend, not very far up, heading up towards Port Huron, Marysville area, there's another little tiny ferry that crosses back and forth between in Marine City there, between Ontario and Michigan, and a lot of illegals can literally take a dinghy.
Swim.
I mean, they can swim. Technically, if you can fight that current for about 100 yards, you could literally swim across that river. That's how narrow it is. You were right there. You saw it yourself.
Yes. So immigration is by far the number one issue. Secondary issue for our voters right now is inflation. And I think the third and close third has to be election integrity.
That's absolutely critical. One of the things that one of the people brought to my attention, and this is something that they're hoping is going to happen. Have you heard anything yet? And I'm sure it probably will have to wait until after April 23rd with the filing deadline. But has anybody been approaching you about participating in a U.S. Senate debate?
Oh, Trucker, there's debates all over the place, and I keep attending them. We've yet to see.
I mean, televised. Has any of the televised networks reached out to you yet?
No, they have not.
Okay, that's my point, because I know a lot of groups, we've even been at events where straw polls were taken, the one down in Grand Rapids where you stomped everybody, including Rogers. I know those are happening, but I'm wondering why the media is not taking an interest in this race. You think it's just too early?
I do think it's too early. I think they're looking to see what candidates are actually going to be on the ballot, and I think D.C. has proclaimed their coronation because they've crowned Mike Rogers, but I think everybody's going to be very, very surprised. Mike Rogers is not going to get the vote. Grassroots hate him. Even as I said earlier, the Lenawee County boycotted it because he was the keynote speaker. I have more people coming to the Derby Day that I'm doing in Monroe than he had in Lenawee for the Lincoln Day dinner.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, it's going to be interesting. Because like you say, you know, for them to announce that Mr. Rogers was their keynote speaker, and I believe you said there was like 19 or 20 people that actually attended the event, I think that was a loud and clear message to him that he's got some major problems in running for this seat, and is going to have a real battle on his hand when it comes to the actual vote that's going to be taking place in the Republican primary.
Absolutely, Randy. And just for clarification, there was just under 30, not 19, just under 30. So I don't want to cut him shy. He had almost 30 participants.
Wow. Unbelievable. And that's a huge county for Republicans.
Absolutely, it is.
Wow. Unbelievable. So, last couple of comments here before I let you go. What are your needs? What are you asking people to do right now?
Go to my website, and because Mike Rogers has outfunded us, we need the money, money, money. But also, get out there, tell me that you want to volunteer. Last night when I was in Manistee, great, great meeting, and I had 10 volunteers right off the bat say, "Doc, you're who we need to get in office. How can we help?" So get on my website, tell me you want to volunteer, call us, email us, docsherry2024@gmail.com. Get on my website. Guys, it's you that's going to carry me across the finish line. It's you that's going to keep Mike Rogers out of office. He is a rhino of rhinos, even as Rand Paul came out and did a scathing rebuttal to the endorsement that Donald Trump did. Scathing. And Lance Griffin from Grand Rapids reminded me, Trump does not vote in Michigan, and the dollar doesn't vote. We vote.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, again, the website, docsherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com. If you can afford to donate, we know we asked you to donate to Todd Smallenberg in hour number one. But if you can donate some money to Sherry, statewide race, folks, is very, very, very expensive. And we got to change that and help donate any way we can. Sherry, we appreciate you. Stay safe on the campaign trail.
Thanks much, Trucker.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. I got a text message that a couple of people have matched our $100 donation to Todd Smallenberg. I appreciate Phyllis and John and others that are doing it. We're going to donate $200 to Dr. Sherry this afternoon. DocSherry2024.com is the website. She has a filing deadline that is going to be on Monday, April 15th, tax day. So if you could match our $200 donation or make it $20, if I could get 10 of you to do 20, it's a statewide campaign. It's very expensive. The media buys are unbelievable. I've already researched it with other radio stations, and it's going to be a huge amount of money for her to start running her commercials on those radio stations. She's looking at Wham Radio in Ann Arbor with Theron. She's looking at Wood Radio with Justin Barclay out there in Grand Rapids. Other stations, WJR in Detroit. Folks, God, I only wish we could get the advertising rates that they get downstate in those huge markets. It's unbelievable what they charge for a commercial compared to what we get. But it takes a lot of money to run these campaigns. And I got a very simple question. Do you want Mike Rogers to win the primary in the Republican race for U.S. Senate to then only go on to get his butt kicked by Elisa Slotkin? She's going to point out the fact that he doesn't even own property in Michigan. How can he possibly be a U.S. senator from Michigan when he owns no property, pays no property taxes in our state? But that's how he thinks he can get by living with relatives who are paying property taxes. This guy is unbelievable. $1.7 million house in Florida, and he can't even buy a $300,000 or $400,000 house in Michigan and pay property taxes. This guy is the biggest scumbag on the planet. And I'm still waiting, by the way, Mr. Rogers, when you and I talked on Mackinac Island on Friday, September 22nd, when I was talking with you, you looked me right in the eyes, shook my hand, and said you'd be coming on the show. I'm still waiting, sir. Now, granted, I'm going to ask you about whether or not you're a taxpayer in the state of Michigan. I'm going to ask you, what property do you own in Michigan? I'm going to ask you, what role did you play when you were sitting on the House Intelligence Committee when you got your wife, Christy, the job working for the security company from Great Britain, London, England, to be in charge of security of our American embassy in Benghazi the night four Americans died. Your wife was working and was supposed to be providing the intelligence about what was going on the ground in Benghazi the night four Americans died. Yes, I'm going to ask you about that. I want your answer on the radio, sir. And if you won't face me, then it's no wonder why you won't face Dr. Sherry O'Donnell or any of these other Republican candidates that are traversing the entire state of Michigan. You don't go to any events. You don't show up anywhere except for one. Lenawee County? Really? I mean, this is absolutely amazing to me. This guy is like Joe Biden's presidential campaign of 2020. From the basement somewhere in Michigan. Maybe. I mean, he may be down in Florida. God only knows. Well, we're not going to stand for it, sir, to be frank. We're going to hold you accountable. You're going to come on the show. You're going to show up at these debates. You're going to have to file your signatures in 11 days. And I hope and pray that Sherry and or somebody else, one of these other candidates, challenge your signatures. Because when you reported them as being gathered back on November 11th and you had done it in 8 weeks, sir, you may not know Michigan election law, but they're only good for 180 days. If you don't file until April 23rd, you can only go back to October 23rd. All those signatures you collected, supposedly starting in September the 11th, they're no longer good. I don't think you're going to have enough signatures to even make it on the ballot. I think this is a James Craig, Perry Johnson moment when your signatures are not going to be valid and you're not even going to make it on the ballot. It's time to drop out of the race. I don't care you got Donald Trump's endorsement. Like Lance Griffin said, Donald Trump doesn't vote in Michigan. We do. So just telling the truth, folks. They don't like it. Well, too bad, so sad, sucks to be you. Because that's what we do on this show. We speak the truth. We get confirmation of these stories and this information, and we tell it like it is. And if you don't like it, too bad, so sad. Maybe you can go on, you know, Michael Patrick Shields' show. He'll kiss your butt. I'm not going to. You're going to come on. You're going to answer the questions, the hard ones. Well, that's it for today. That's it for this week. Looking forward to teaching the class in Traverse City tomorrow. Now back to the music. Memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a blessed and absolutely fantastic weekend. God willing, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels,